What different kinds of hair did you have on the farm?
Well, I had a drag hair, spring tooth hair, and a disc hair. Well, that's about the old three hairs.
What is it that the wheels of a wagon sit on, too?
That's a spindle.
Did you ever hear it called an axle?
I don't believe I did. Well, that axle, that was a between the wheel, and then the spindle was fastened to the axle.
What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into stove length?
That's a sawhorse.
What do you call the A-shaped frames you use to lay the boards across to make a table for a church supper?
That would be the rafters. And an A-shape.
Right. You call them rafters?
Mm-hmm.
You use a comb and what else on your hair?
Use what?
A comb and a...
brush.
What do you do when you take the brush and fix your hair? Your...
smooth it out.
Okay. You might say, in the morning I...
brush my hair.
What'd you use to sharpen your straight razor on, the leather?
Use a razor strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
Put cartridges.
What do you call the playground equipment that children play on? One is balancing the other and they're going up and down.
That's a seesaw.
What would you say that they were doing?
Well, we used to call it seesawing.
Have you ever heard it called anything else, Uncle Mom?
I don't, can't remember right now.
Ain't that the teeter-totter?
Well, for small children, it would.
Okay, let me ask you this. What did you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that children used to jump up and down on?
That was a jump board, what some called them.
And then there might be a plank that was anchored in the middle to a post or stump, and children used to get on each end and spin around?
Yeah, we used to have one in the woods out in front of the house.
What was that called?
That was a flying jenny.
Oh. When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it, you know, like the one you had on your barn?
That was a swing.
And I swing on it yesterday. What did I do yesterday?
I swung on it.
What would you call a container for coal that you keep near the stove or fireplace, Uncle Mom?
Coal hob.
Do you have a different name for the container that you use to bring in the coal from the coal pile?
Well, they could buy what they call a coal hob. It was had a lip shape on one side, you know, sloped over more. It wasn't perfect round. I don't remember whether I brought one up here or not. I had two out yonder.
Did it have a name?
A coal bucket.
What runs from the stove to the chimney?
That's a stove pipe.
What did you use on the farm to wheel things around in?
Use a wagon, and sometimes it'd have a cart. That'd be a single axle, just two wheels.
What if it was just one wheel and it had handles coming out?
That'd be a wheelbarrow.